This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through the period ending October 2nd, 2020. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The waxing moon changes phase from gibbous to full on October 1st, and it illuminates the majority of the nighttime hours this week. This full moon is the first in the fall season, and it is widely known as the harvest moon. It is also the first full moon of the month. The second full moon in October on Halloween is known as a blue moon. Blue moons, on average, occur only once every 2 or 3 years. The bright giant planets, Jupiter and Saturn, straddle the southern meridian during evening twilight when they are best positioned for telescopic observation. Jupiter's colorful oval storm, the Great Red Spot, will face West Coast observers at 8 o'clock p.m. on September 26th, 28th, and October 1st. Also, look for the small black shadows on Jupiter's face made by Jupiter's moon Ganymede on September 26th and Callisto on the 30th. By 9 o'clock p.m., the coppery gleam of the planet Mars above the eastern horizon outshines Jupiter. Mars will be at its closest to Earth on October 6th. Earth's rotation will bring Mars to its highest point, 62 degrees above the southern horizon, at about 1:30 a.m., and it is still easy to see in the southwest sky at dawn. Most well-adjusted astronomical telescopes should reveal the small white spot that marks the planet's south polar cap, as well as the irregular dark regions that appear across the face of the planet. The moon will appear next to Mars on October 2nd. The brightest planet, Venus, appears in the east where it is easy to find by 4 o'clock a.m. On October 2nd, Venus will appear only 1/2 degree from the constellation Leo the Lion's brightest star, Regulus. 12 hours later, observers in Asia will get a spectacular view of Venus and Regulus when they appear 6 times closer together. This close pairing, or a pulse, is only a chance alignment. At the time of the pulse, Venus is 9 light minutes away, while Regulus is 78 light years beyond. Starlink is a growing constellation of global internet-providing satellites that eventually will number in the tens of thousands. Members of a recently launched stream of 60 satellites, still tightly bunched together, will appear every few seconds as they cross the sky from the southwest to the northeast over Los Angeles between 5:35 and 6:02 a.m. on the 31st. Because of measures in place that are intended to reduce the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus, Griffith Observatory remains closed until further notice. Please check the Griffith Observatory homepage for current information and continued updates of the situation. Follow the Sky Report, All Space Considered, and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at anthony.cook@lacity.org.